Listening Library presents Gossamer by Lois Lowry. Read for you by Anne Toomey. One. An owl called, its shuddering hoots repeating mournfully in the distance. Somewhere nearby, heavy wings swooped, and a young rabbit, captured by sharp talons, shrieked as he was lifted to his doom. Startled, a raccoon looked up with bright eyes from the place where he was foraging. Two deer moved in tandem through a meadow. A thin cloud slid across the moon. The pair crept stealthily through the small house. Night was their time of work, the time when human conversation had ceased, when thoughts had drifted away, and even breathing and heartbeats had slowed. The outdoors was awake and stirring, but the little house was dark and silent. They tiptoed and whispered. Unaware, the woman and her dog slept soundly, though the dog, on his pillow bed of cedar shavings at the foot of the woman's four-poster, moved his legs now and then as if chasing a dream rabbit.
Are we a kind of dog? Littlest one asked suddenly.
Shh. They crept through the bedroom, out into the dark hall.
May I talk now?
Oh, all right. Very quietly, though.
I asked if we are a kind of dog.
Littlest one, whose name was sometimes shortened affectionately to simply Littlest, was working on this night with Fastidious, the one who had been designated her teacher. Littlest was very small, new to the work, energetic, and curious. Fastidious was tired, impatient, and had a headache. She sniffed in exasperation.
Whatever makes you ask such a thing? The other learners never ask.